How Do You Like Me Now? Holly Bourne. We mill around for ages while tux-decked waiters constantly ply our glasses with champagne. We are led to a gorgeous conservatory and we twirl and mingle and ask the waiting staff what is on the silver plates they offer to us. A poached quail's egg with Scottish smoked salmon on brioche. Prosciutto and celeriac twists. Roast beef blinis with creme fraiche. Dee has one of each spread out on her hand like it's a serving platter. You never see a bowl of twiglets, do you? She asks. And I think I speak for everyone here when I say a bowl of twiglets would be pretty welcome right now. There's only one vegetarian canapé. A kebab of a baby tomato, buffalo mozzarella and a single basil leaf. I hunt them down like a determined spinster at the countdown to midnight. I manage to find three, which isn't enough to absorb the huge quantities of champagne Dee tips down my throat. This glass is for Captain Corelli. This glass is for the hilarious James Bond-themed seating plan I've just spotted. We're sat next to someone called Nigel, by the way. Who the holy fuck is called Nigel in this day and age? Imagine calling a tiny little baby Nigel. We speak only once to Jessica as she comes in to frantically thank everybody for coming between her epic photo shoots on the lawn. I introduce her to Dee, though they've met before at my 30th birthday. We chorus that she looks so beautiful and compliment her on her dress. She says thank you while her eyes scan the room over our shoulders looking for other people she needs to speak to. Lots of people come up and congratulate me on my success. You're the writer, aren't you? My niece loves your book. Have you thought about turning it into a film? I blush and say, no, it's nothing really. Playing humble, but feeling so much better that they've said it.